Good morning. Thank you for joining our call today to discuss Coca-Cola Hellenic Bottling Company's first quarter 2016 trading update. Today, I'm joined by our Chief Executive Officer, Dimitris Loios, and our Chief Financial Officer, Michalis Imellos. Before I hand the call over to Dimitris, I would like to make a couple of quick points. Firstly, let me remind everyone that this conference call contains various forward-looking statements. These should be considered in conjunction with the cautionary statements in our trading update press release, which we published this morning. Secondly, the growth rates we will refer to on this call are calculated on a reported basis. The timing of our quarter end means that this year we had, on average, one less selling day compared to Q1 2015. The result of having one less selling day negatively impacted our reported volumes by 1.4% this quarter. Let me now turn the call over to Dimitris.
Thank you, Basak. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our call. We've had a good start to the year. Q1 trading was in line with our plans, and we continue to see underlying momentum in our business after a strong 2015. The varying trends witnessed in our markets during 2015 persisted in the first quarter, and we tailored our commercial initiatives accordingly. We took advantage of the opportunities in countries such as Poland and mitigated the adverse macroeconomic conditions in countries such as Russia and Nigeria as per plans. Overall, our actions were successful in delivering good results. Reported volume was stable in the quarter. As Basak mentioned, adjusting for one less selling day, our underlying growth for the quarter is 1.5%. We had good growth in developing and emerging markets. While established market reported volumes were soft, we are encouraged by the improving underlying trends in a number of markets. Revenue growth is a key objective for the business, and we are pleased to see delivery in this respect, excluding the impact of currencies. Improvement in package mix, coupled with implementation of pricing initiative, drove FX neutral net sales revenue per case up by 2% in the quarter, in line with the plans we shared with you in February for 2016. Let me now take you through the segment drivers and performance. Established market volumes declined by 2.7% in the quarter. We are encouraged by the improving underlying trends in many of our markets and the early results of our initiatives, particularly in Italy. While most key categories declined, we registered good volume growth from Coke Zero and energy. FX neutral net sales revenue per case improved by 0.2%, driven by improving package and category mix. Selective headline price increases in certain countries were also instrumental in reversing the 2.4% decline in FX neutral revenue per case we saw with this segment in 2015. Nearly all countries contribute to the 1.9% volume growth in the developing market segment. You will remember that this segment grew strongly in 2015, so we are pleased to see continuing growth, albeit at a slower pace. We are also encouraged by the fact that the growth is fairly uniform across nearly every category. Unlike in the established markets, it is taking longer to implement price increases in this segment where deflation is persistent. Having said that, we are happy to see the pressure on FX neutral revenue per case is gradually abating versus 2015. Emerging market volumes increased by 1.3% in the quarter, with strong performances from most of the countries in the segment. Nigeria maintained its strong performance for the eighth consecutive quarter, while in Russia, we continue to operate against a challenging backdrop. The other countries in the segment, including Romania, Ukraine, and Serbia, remain buoyant. Our pricing initiatives and favorable package mix resulted in a 6.5% improvement in FX neutral net sales revenue per case. This these represent an acceleration on the 2015 improvement as planned. Now allow me to give you some highlights from the category performance before I close. In sparkling beverages, we achieved a 0.6% volume growth, with Nigeria, Romania, Poland, and Ukraine delivering strong results, more than offsetting the weaknesses in Russia and Greece. With the category, trademark Coca-Cola grew marginally. The launch of Coke Zero in Russia in May last year contributed to the good performance of the brand, which grew across all segments. Water volumes grew by low single digits, with good growth in developing and emerging market segments, helping to offset small decline in established markets. The juice category declined by low single digits, mainly due to the impact of the very strong comparatives and the slowdown in Russia, which is our biggest juice market. On the other hand, the energy category increased volumes by 24%, almost evenly across all segments. We are pleased with our commercial activity this quarter. We remain focused on the opportunities created by occasions such as meals and socializing, and our OBBPC strategy and the delivery of tailored marketing initiatives. As a result of these initiatives, single-serve contribution improved in the quarter, with sparkling single-serve packs up 1.4 percentage points and water up by 0.8 percentage points. In summary, we are encouraged by the ongoing volume growth in emerging and developing markets and the improving underlying trend in established markets. While soft in the quarter, pricing trends in developing markets are improving. We are confident we have the right initiatives in place to continue our progress in the remainder of the year. Michalis and I will now be happy to take your questions with the assistance of the operator. Operator.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. And the first question comes from the line of Sam Draziotis from Eurobank Equities. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi there, and thank you very much for taking my questions. I have two questions, if I may, please. The first one has to do with price mix in developing markets. You referred in your press release to weak pricing in the Czech Republic and Poland in Q1, but you also made reference at your statement to improving pricing trends in Q2. Just wondering, does this mean that we should be anticipating kind of flattish FX neutral net sales revenue per unit case in developing markets in the full year, or you think that this may be somewhat optimistic given the deflationary trends, and will the improvement in any case be driven solely by price, or do you also anticipate mix benefits? And the second question would be with respect to FX, if you could update us on the FX situation. At the last conference call, you had guided for a 135 million FX hit in 2016 when the ruble versus the USD was close to 76. Now the rate is close to 67. If you could give us an updated forecast, it would be great. Thank you.
Morning. I will take your first question, and then Michalis will help you with the FX question. So, first of all, yes, what we see developing is a persisting deflationary trend, especially in Poland and in Czech Republic. With this, we do see some small improving trend. So this is what we have seen in Q1. We have seen in Q1 a negative FX per unit case. This is improving versus last year by almost 90 basis points. Now, looking to year end, yes, we are working to see also developing, having a flattish revenue per case. And this obviously will further improve the current 2 percentage points increase that we have seen in Q1. There are two elements that we see supporting. The one is the price, additional price, and the second, which would contribute more, is the overall pack mix. And with this, let me pass to Michalis for your effects.
Yes. Good morning, Sam. As you said, in February earlier this year, we guided to a total Forex hit for the full year of 135 million. And this was based on a euro to ruble spot price of 87 at the time. Today, the spot price has strengthened to 74 euro to the ruble. And this is the main driver of the improved estimate for the total FX hit for the year to round about 115 million, so a 20 million euro improvement. Obviously, this improvement is contingent upon this euro to ruble spot rate continuing at this level until year end. As you know, the most significant period that affects the overall FX impact are the summer months. So these are the ones that will determine to a large extent what the full year FX impact will be. Now,
that's very clear. Thank you.
Just to say also that as we explained in the full year results call, the oil price growth that has driven the ruble strength drives also resin cost growth. So I would say that around 50% of this projected 20 million euro benefit is offset by growth in input costs, primarily coming from resin. However, this does not change the fact that we expect input cost per case on a currency neutral basis for the full year to grow by low single digit, as we guided back in February.
That's very thorough. Thank you very much.
The next question comes from the line of Chris McDonald from Redburn. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Just if I may, can I ask a question about Nigeria and if you could give a little bit more context as to what's really driving that market? I know there's been a lot of benefit from new PET capacity and Tetra Paks and the like, but this is a very strong performance on the back of, I think, high teens growth in Q1 last year. How long can we expect this sort of run rate to continue?
Yes, we are very happy to see the very strong momentum continuing. Couple of points. First, it is the PET on sparkling driving the overall growth, but we have also RGB growing, especially the 50 CL. So that's one element. Second element is that we have introduced additional packages, and this refers to the 600 ml PET, and that's in one part of the nation only for now. Second element, we are extremely happy with consumers and the reaction on our new juice innovative Pulpy. Q1, we have seen growth of 45%. And this is almost nine months after the launch, so we are very happy to see that. And then finally, also we are very happy to see a high single-digit growth in water. So all cylinders are firing. Now, with this in mind, looking ahead, obviously it is a very challenging external environment, taking into consideration the effects overall situation. We are very strong on Nigeria. We continue to see Nigeria as a key growth driver, and we will reiterate what we said in our call, that we expect the year to close strong, not as strong as last year, and last year was double digit. At this point of time, and looking at the volatility ahead of us, acknowledging the very strong start, we believe that mid-single-digit, potentially going to high single-digit, is the year for 2016. We have strong plans ahead. We have additional SKUs to be launched. So we feel strong about Nigeria, And with this, obviously, we need to see how the overall external environment will develop.
Thank you. And if I may, just two more questions, again, on Nigeria. Can you comment a bit about affordability? Are we still seeing negative price mix in the market to encourage this volume growth? And then conversely, in Russia, obviously volumes are down, FX weakness. What sort of pricing have you taken in Q1 or planning for the balance of the year? Can you comment on that, please? Thank you.
Yes, Chris. Let me start with Russia. We have started the year with high single digits price increase. Obviously, we are following very closely the market. As we have said in February, we were expecting the first semester of 16 more or less the same conditions, external market conditions, as we have seen in 15. That means for low double-digit decline overall in the market, and this is exactly what we are experiencing currently. Still, we will reiterate what we said, that we expect overall the year to be better than last year. We don't know to what extent better, and we expect this improvement to start being more obvious towards the second part of the year, so deceleration on the decline. We do plan for additional price increases. Those price increases obviously will be contingent to the external environment. Now, going to Nigeria, absolutely, affordability is a key element, and we have been staying the course. Now, for the first quarter, we do see a positive price mix, and we are very encouraged with our initiatives overall. Obviously, here there are two elements. The first element is the pack mix, and that's why, as I said a little while before, we are also planning to introduce additional SKUs that will address mainly price points, that is affordability, while at the same time improving the revenue per case. So overall, we do work and expect to see a positive price mix this year in Nigeria also.
Perfect. Thank you very much. It's very helpful.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypads now. And the next question comes from the line of Charles Pick from Numis. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, I have two questions, please. Regarding the one fewer selling day effect in the first half, did it have a similar impact on the sales to the volume? And will there still be one fewer selling day applying at the halfway stage, please? And then regarding Nigeria, when PZ Cousins had their Q3 update in the middle of April, they were emphasizing the difficulty of securing US dollars other than at the black market rate of about 300 to 340 in terms of the Naira dollar rate vis-a-vis the official rate of 199. Has that situation applied in your case as well, and has it been a particularly onerous issue? And I wonder too if you can say if you're still on track to launch Monster in Nigeria in the second half to schedule. Thanks.
Let me take your first and your last question, and then Michalis will take the middle question. So overall, on your volume question, yes, this one less day in Q1, we will have one more day in Q4. So for the first 6 months, yes, this one less day will affect overall the results. Eventually, closing the year, there's going to be no reference. I mean, it's going to be the same days. Now, on your third question, yes, we are launching Monster, and that's going to be late Q3, early Q4. And we are very excited, obviously, with the energy category. We don't have something right now in Nigeria. So we are absolutely excited and obviously looking overall at our growth rates in the rest of our territories. This will contribute in Nigeria for this year and obviously for the years to come. And with this, let me pass to Michalis for your other question.
Yes, hi, Charles. Indeed, the situation has become more challenging as the year progressed, particularly in respect of sourcing hard currency in the official market. Currently, we are able to source something like 10 to 20% of our needs through the Central Bank of Nigeria options at the official rate, the 199 naira to the dollar. We are working on a number of fronts to mitigate this situation. Obviously, we are working very closely with the Coca-Cola company and our suppliers to manage the continuity of supply. We had executed quite significant resin pre-buys to cover our needs for a substantial part of this year. Where necessary, we support the local operation with cash injections of U.S. dollar. And, of course, we are progressively increasing the purchasing of raw materials in Naira at the negotiated rates with suppliers. So, overall, and given the fact that we invest, we are in an investing cycle in Nigeria, we don't face a major issue in terms of cash flow, but indeed it is a challenging situation, and we are reviewing continuously the mix of cash injections and local purchases.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you very much.
As a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question on today's call, please press star one on your telephone keypads now. And the next question comes from Kenny Lam from Barclays. Please go ahead.
Good morning, all. Thank you for taking the questions. Three or four questions, actually, please. Firstly, can I just confirm that within your Forex guidance, there's no assumption of a Nigerian Naira devaluation in there? And then secondly, can you remind us of the strategic importance of Ireland to your overall business? Because trading conditions seem to be remaining very challenging there and doesn't look like a fit to your overall geographical footprint. And then my third question is around your use of cash. With your net debt EBITDA likely to go below the 1.5 to 2 times range, when should we be expecting an update to your use of cash? Obviously, M&A is an option, and there may be a few opportunities out there at the moment. But is it reasonable that we should expect before the end of this year, maybe as early as in August, to hear an update on that? And then lastly, I just wonder if you can give us an update on the tax backdrop in your footprint. I'm thinking about the solar tax debate in Russia. I thought there was a bill proposing the introductions back in December, but then get rejected later on. Just wondering there where we are now. And in Ireland, again, the proposed introduction of a sugar tax. And in Poland, the on and off debate of a retail tax, and how would that impact your business? Thank you.
Okay, let me start with your last question, and then I'll take also your question on Ireland, and then Michalis will take the other two questions. So in your last question, starting with Russia, we are having a very constructive conversation with the relevant authorities to ensure, first of all, that our products are not unfairly penalized. A final decision has not been taken by the authorities yet. On April 13, the Prime Minister publicly declared that the 2016 state budget will not be corrected until Q4, and most importantly, that the government is going to keep the promise not to raise taxes until 2018. So that is the situation with regards to Russia. Let me move to Ireland. Again, there is a consultation process with the industry. This consultation process is just beginning, and we will engage and make our views very clear during the process. We have responded to the public concerns about obesity in a number of ways, offering greater choice to the consumer, and that covers both product and packages. We have been raising awareness about the benefits of a healthy lifestyle and active living, and we have been offering very clear nutritional information about our products. Here, I would like to give you a bit more color on what we have been doing in Ireland. First of all, we have rolled out color coding nutrition labeling on pack across all of our My Coke range in 2015. We will continue, and we will roll out in 16, including Fanta, Sprite, and our local juice brand, Fruz. This labeling system that we have been using is one that was developed by the UK Food Standards Agencies. On top, I just want to share with you that a significant part of our portfolio sold in Northern Ireland would not be affected by the tax. And we expect that we will grow that part further by 2018 as a result of our continued reformulation efforts and the continued growth of our low and no-calorie range of beverages. Now, since I am in Ireland, first of all, Ireland is more or less around 4% of our total contribution, and I'm referring to the volume contribution. We have seen a slow start in Ireland. Still, looking at the underlying trends, we are not that concerned, and we are working to have overall a positive year, a year where we will see volume growing. And with this, I will move to your last question. And if I remember correctly, your last question has to do with the overall Polish retail tax. Now, the Polish finance minister has proposed a progressive scale of tax on retailers. And retailers with no more than 1.5 million zloty, and that's monthly sales, are not subject to this tax. But the tax increases progressively to 1.4% on revenue exceeding 170 million zlotys. Now, the plan is yet to be adopted by the cabinet and also needs lawmakers' approval. So it is very, very early days to come to a conclusion about the impact on our business. At this point, we can confirm that the majority of our revenue in Poland is derived from selling to retailers big enough to be impacted by the tax. The impact on us is expected to be softened by the fact that the tax, which would be passed to the consumer, is supposed to be used for some fiscal programs that will benefit the consumer's disposable income at the end. And with this, let me pass to Michalis for your other questions.
Yes, and starting with the question on the FX guidance and whether it includes Nigeria, yes, this 115 million that I quoted does include a certain assumption about rest of year devaluation of the Naira. Now, going back to my earlier response to a question about how we manage locally, as I said, there will be a blended strategy of local purchases and cash injections. So in this respect, we have built a scenario that we feel quite comfortable about, that we are looking at a potential 30% rest of year devaluation for the Naira in the achieved rates in the transactional Forex, and that has been taken into account in our guidance. Now, with respect to your other question on the use of cash and the gearing the balance sheet, we are very consistent about the use of cash. The first priority is to reinvest in the business to drive volume and revenue growth, particularly as we see more and more of our countries in our territory accelerating their top-line trends. Selective M&A opportunities is the second one. Bolt-on acquisitions with a compelling strategic rationale to our business portfolio, so locally relevant brands, and returning cash to our shareholders in the forms primarily of dividends. We have stated that we have a progressive dividend policy where our dividend per share will grow in line with a comparable EPS growth. Now, at the moment, as you said, we are in a net debt to comparable EBITDA ratio of 1.5, We believe that in view of the ongoing uncertainty and volatility, this is not a bad place to be. It is a position that allows the flexibility that we need in our decision-making, particularly with regard to those bolt-on acquisitions. And if, after considering all these factors, we find ourselves in the need to optimize the gearing, we would not rule out the possibility of a special dividend.
Very clear. Thank you very much.
We have no further questions coming through at this time, so I will now pass the floor back to CEO Dimitris Lois. Thank you.
Thank you, operator. I want to thank you for joining us today and for all your questions that facilitated a good discussion around our first quarter performance. Over the last few years, we have set in motion a number of important strategic initiatives which we believe leaves us in good shape to take advantage of the positive developments in our market and capture the growth ahead. We are confident we have the right initiatives in place to make further progress in the remainder of the year. Thank you, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon. Thank you, operator, and have a nice day.